A US court has ordered an immediate ban on New Zealand exports of several species of fish from two fisheries off the west coast of the North Island. Now, this is a preliminary ruling and it relates to a case by Sea Shepherd to protect the critically endangered Maui dolphin, which is only found in New Zealand. The injunction applies to nine species of fish, including snapper, tarakihi and spotted dogfish. This is a ban that will remain in place until the US finds New Zealand regulations for the fisheries are comparable with American standards or until the court case is fully resolved. Michael Laurie is the Managing Director at Sea Shepherd and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Howdy. Going?
Why did you take this case?
We've sort of run out of strategies here, Guyon. NGOs in Aotearoa for years have been trying to get more protection for our endemic dolphin. You know, there's been marches, there's been submissions, there's been multiple petitions. There's very few strategies left, and this was an opening that we saw, the new US Marine Mammal Protection Act came into force, and it was put out by the US government in 2017 that countries had to comply, and it looks like New Zealand hasn't complied.
So how would this help? How would this help the Maui dolphin?
Well, it sends a strong signal that to the fishing industry in New Zealand and the government that we need to have stronger regulatory control to protect our dolphin, and that's come from multiple independent sources here.
Are US standards any better than ours, though?
Sorry?
Are US standards any better than ours?
Well, apparently they are. That's what the judges ruled. So, you know, if we can't comply with the world's biggest economy and we're marketing our fish there, you know, wild caught fish and, you know, in a green haven of Aotearoa, you know, sustainably caught, all this sort of stuff, we're not. You know, we're not protecting our marine mammals.
What are we doing wrong? What does this relate to nets, to trawling? What are the specifics?
We're not giving them enough room. I mean, the Maui dolphin, there was probably about, you know, 2,000 of these 50 years ago. And obviously they're relative to Hector's dolphin or Pahu in the South Island. We're not giving them enough space. So they were hammered in the 70s, 80s and 90s.
When, you and they've, what, 50 or 60 left or something, aren't they?
Yeah. They were, and so we're not giving them enough room. We're industrial trawling in their habitat. So we're not giving them enough space. We're not protecting them out to the 100-metre depth contour. And that's been talked about for years and years and years. This has gone for ages.
There'll be some people listening to this thinking, wow, this is going to have a big impact on New Zealand exporters. I mean, there's some talk that it could be a couple of $100 million worth. You're not going to be thanked by that sector of the community, are you?
No, we're not. But the fishing industry often roll out that, you know, the small fishermen on the west coast, you know, blah blah blah. But I'd like to hear from people that run these industrial trawlers. I'd like to hear from people like Peter Goodfellow, and people who've been running these massive ships out there through the Maui habitat for the last 50 years.
So what now? I mean, this still has some way to play out in the legal process, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it could. This is just a preliminary injunction, but I mean, the way that the courts work in the US, this could go on for ages. This temporary ban could, you know, go on for quite a long time. And the government were warned in the cabinet paper that was leaked a couple of years ago. They were told that if they got a ban, this would take years to unravel. And one of the issues is the traceability. So if New Zealand can't tell the world where its fish is exactly coming from, then it's going to get quite messy for them to get out of this.
Thanks for your time this morning, Michael Laurie there, who is from Sea Shepherd. We'll have more on this after 7 this morning. We'll be speaking to the Seafood Council after 7.